Now, New Zealand Muslims calling on KFC to serve halal food. There's a Facebook campaign underway. Restaurant brands own KFC. Of course, they say a halal trial was done back in 2001. Bit complicated in the old supply chain, though, so they dropped it. But the fight isn't over. One of the campaigners, Waka Ahmed, is with us. Good morning to you.
Hey, good morning, mate.
Now, how much support you got so far?
We have about 1,800 supporters on the page and about 4,000 on a virtual event we have created almost a month ago.
Is there halal KFC anywhere in the world?
Yes, in many parts of the world, including Australia, UK and other Asian countries.
So theoretically, there's no reason why they couldn't do it here?
Yeah, absolutely. That's why, because people love KFC and there are so many thousands of Muslims which actually want to eat KFC and they're waiting for this option.
Have you talked to KFC directly?
Yeah, we tried. We haven't got any response directly. Yeah, but we saw through the article that they spoke to staff about it.
Well, presumably, I'm figuring if there's a demand, they'll supply, because that's basically how business works, isn't it?
Yep. That's correct.
So hopefully there's a big enough demand and therefore they'll supply. Does it actually taste any different or is it just the processing?
I'm not really sure about the taste, but it's just the processing method which certifies the meat to be halal. But I think the good point here is that most of the New Zealand poultry and meat is halal.
Yeah.
Already when it leaves the premises. So I think it's not very complicated to start with.
See, because the last trial of 2001, that's an awfully long time ago. I would have thought that supply chain methods and sophistication in a business would have improved immeasurably since then, wouldn't you?
Absolutely. Yeah. And I think there's one more thing I would like to mention. I think a lot has happened and those standards have evolved and there are some strict standards by the Ministry of Primary Industries which are to be followed for the halal accreditation. And there are more than one halal certifying accredited bodies now. So there are options which might not be available at that time.
Well, you've thought it through. Well, good luck with it, Waka. Hope it comes through for you, Waka Ahmed. I could, of course, been a health Nazi. I could have given him a lecture. I mean, if it had been public radio, I would have gone, well, really, you shouldn't be eating fried chicken at all, should you?
Yeah, but given that you ate KFC on Friday
in the studio. Live, it was video too. I mean, there's no going back from that. Once you've gone down that particular slippery slope, there is no way out of that particular hole.